fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news with Dan Dugan.
The other guy on the other side of the news, WGRN. It is the Green Renaissance and the Green Resistance. And the struggle continues, and elections around the corner. In the meantime, the Kavanaugh shoe-in, do you think, Dr. Petrakis, do you think he's a shoe-in for the Supreme Court at this point? Because,
well, it seems predictable, but you never know when somebody will grow a spine. You never know. Floyd Flake should
right.
Grow. I mean, Jeff.
That's all right. I like Floyd better.
Yeah. Floyd Flake.
Jeff Flake. We got you.
Jeff Flake.
We're with you. We're with you. Jeff Flake grew a spine, yeah. And that sent things into the so-called further investigation by the FBI, but they didn't dig very far.
Right. Like Flake.
They didn't speak to
Senator
Ford.
Flake's they out didn't. Of politics because Donald Trump bullied him and backed somebody else. And this would be one last great act of tweaking the largest clown ever to hold public office.
I heard that, yeah.
And I really, you know, I really...
He's a marvel.
Don't mind. I just think when Donald Trump talks, he should be forced to wear a very large clown nose that honks.
I'm not even sure it's necessary.
No, but people should be allowed to honk it whenever he lies.
I guess it would be funny if he wore extra large shoes, though, because...
You're right.
He's got small hands and small feet.
He has the hair.
Right.
And the extra large shoes, I think you're right. He doesn't need the clown nose.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Just somebody with an air horn and to blow it whenever he tells a whopper. I mean, not a white lie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But, you know, something like, hi, I'm a self-made millionaire.
Right.
My dad gave me a small loan, $1 million.
As the New York Times reported, Trump. Once again, Trump's taxes are in the news, right?
And yeah, but adjusted to inflation, it's like Trump's dad in terms of real dollars when he gave him compared to the day today gave Trump over $400 million.
Tax-free.
Yeah, for the most part, it was to avoid taxes. I think they ended up at 5% instead of paying a much higher tax rate.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just
but the whole notion,
the American
this
way,
mythology.
It?
I mean, they got one scene where they go in and, you know, buy, you know, millions of dollars. The father buys millions of dollars of casino chips and never gambles or cashes them in order to subsidize money for the Trump casino in Atlantic City.
Right. Okay. So investing in the family business, so to speak.
Yeah, by buying chips that you'll never.
I see.
Lose.
Never use. Never use. Never cash in.
Or lose them. You can't play them. It's just a subsidy.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, it shouldn't be surprising to anyone, but it's continuing more and more information that continues to pile up about our commander in chief, and yet they continue to roll along. So. And as the elections loom large.
Well, his base likes it. And, of course, he was mocking Ms. Ford yesterday at a public rally, as we speak here on Thursday.
There you go.
But on the other hand, they brought back Kellyanne Conway. She seems rested.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have that crazed, you know, bipolar feel to her.
I saw her in a cameo in the Michael Moore movie. I caught that yesterday myself. So,
but
anyway,
the official line, let me tell you the official line, is that Donald Trump was just repeating facts. He wasn't mocking her. Oh, I don't remember. Oh, I can't remember when. He was just stating facts a mocking way.
And see, and again, though, this is back to the Kavanaugh thing. And we're speculating that he'll be a shoe-in.
Right.
But I'm opposed to people.
Why do people call him?
Two-thirds of the country realize this man's a liar, and yet.
I know. But here's what. Why do people call him Drunky McDrunkface?
Gee, he never blacked out, so. His friends would disagree with you.
Students and some of my older
friends.
He
does work his butt off, though. Established that. So Kavanaugh works his butt off. But nonetheless, what's amazing is how all this stuff continues to pile up.
I'd be the first to grant it. He's got one of the best beer can collections, and he works his butt off on it. He's got over 700 different brands, and he still likes beer.
Yeah, he does like
and
beer.
Why do they,
we established
and again,
that
why do they claim he's got that W.C. Fields feel?
I don't know, but what I'm amazed by is how the Republicans once again are able to put their little ducks in a row, and everybody repeat the same thing.
Well, we believe that
she was something happened to her in the past. But we don't believe that he's a liar. We believe both of them.
Right. So. We don't believe the guy who is blacked out drunk with a nasty, violent
That was
temperament.
Never established, nor did the FBI interview him or Dr. Ford.
Well, yeah, you had a fair amount of people if you'd have put them under oath. I mean, he said he drank a lot of beer when he was in high school.
You know what it seems like to me, though? It seems like the FBI is not trying too hard because, in fact, most of the FBI are Republicans. And they do want a Republican Supreme Court. But that, I could be, going out on a limb here.
No, I think you're right. Kavanaugh is going to make decisions that make law enforcement very happy. But his temperament, a senator asks you a question and you refuse to answer.
Right, yeah.
And then I'm not sure that, you know.
And then you lie and you lie and you lie, but no one calls him on it. So.
No, I just don't see how he has the temperament.
If you lie in a forest, does it make a noise?
Supreme Court justice, you know.
Yeah.
And now officially Clarence Thomas has been redeemed. He went through a hard time and he turned out to be a great justice. He turned him out to be a right-wing sellout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of epic proportion.
Well, sure.
One of the greatest tragedies in history is he replaced Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, and the beat goes on. So in the meantime, more news on the electronic voting machines, which you've been warning people about, right, Dr. Bob, since around 2000 or 2004, actually, right?
Well, a couple things. Number one, the New York Times stuck its head out of the sand and actually
that
said
liberal rag.
There's a security crisis in the voting machines. The fact that they're easily hackable and, the 11-year-old girl at DEF CON.
All right.
The hackers conference who did it in 10 minutes.
Yep. I couldn't do it, but she could.
And there's 26 states that carry these machines, these county tabulators, all of them easily accessed by remote in order to switch the vote count. So they're almost designed for the hacking. So you've got the DEF CON report that's come out about these 26 machines that are essentially ESNS 650s with the remote ability to, get cellular access. And essentially what we call it is drive-by hacking. You can sit
drive-by
in the
hacking.
Parking
like
lot
that.
And, yeah, change the numbers.
I see. Okay.
But the New York Times actually talked about Youngstown, Ohio, Mahoning County, where there was bad calibration. That's code word for the votes are hopping. You push for John Kerry, they hop to George Bush.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We had a calibration problem on 25 machines.
And that's all, yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's not, shifting the votes. Well, it is. They just call it calibration.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it's vote flipping.
Right. And while we're on the subject of hacking, by the way, charges, were filed against Russians for hacking in the in the and also against they found them not only the hacking, but they were also poisoning people again. This has continued to come out, and in the meantime, what do you see this coming election as being anywhere near fair, Bob, or will more of the same happen?
Well, most
do we have
of
to vote 3-1
most of
to
the
win,
unfairness has already occurred, and that is the stripping of the voter rolls. Disproportionately blacks, Hispanics, poor whites, that is people who would vote progressively
right.
for progressive Dems, are the ones most likely to be thrown off the voting rolls. And these are done by right-wing, often right-to-life companies like Triad and in the old days, New Media, is that a lot of right-wingers went into voting. And the big databases are now in the voter registration polls. So, again, here in Ohio, they can purge you off the rolls for not having voted in the last two elections.
Right.
If you don't fill out a card. And,
yeah, but you got until the 9th, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that October?
Everyone listening to this show,
in a few days,
whether you think you're registered to vote or not, you need to go to the County Board of Election. We're in Franklin County. And, you know, by using your date of birth, you should be able to check your registration.
Right.
A lot of people have been showing up for the past decade or so, and they're simply not on the voting rolls anymore. They've been eliminated. There was a couple in Toledo in 2004. We voted 41 years from this address. Tough luck. Ken Blackwell gotcha that year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably because you did vote 41 years over, and you probably voted in the Democratic primary. So they know how you voted in the primary. If you voted in the Democratic primary, that shows in the voter rolls. So you can specifically target Dems. And also, they know what race you are. That's in the voting rolls as well.
It sounds like you're just discouraging people from voting. So.
No,
here's all we got to do is turn out like 3-1, right?
Here's how you handle it.
That's
go
the simple.
And check to see you're on the voting rolls.
Yeah, right.
If you're not, re-register.
Right.
Then get your butt out and vote. Not
yes.
very difficult.
Uh-huh.
Here's what you don't do. Oh, well, you know, I don't believe that. I won't check. Check it. It's public record.
Mm-hmm.
See if you're there. If you're not, re-register to vote and get out
and
vote.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the meantime, as the governor's race in Ohio shapes up with DeWiner and your white boy Rich Cordray, your buddy, who do you see in this? They say the polls right now are even. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much even. And again, a lot of it will. It all comes down to voter turnout. And it's likely to come down to
sheer
millennial
numbers.
Voter turnout is
right.
disproportionately the millennials tend not to turn out in high numbers. They turned out for Bernie Sanders, but once the primary was over, they did not turn out for Hillary Clinton
right.
and for other Dems. So if you're real concerned with which way the country's going in Trump, you'll turn out and vote against Trump, be it for, you know, third-party candidates or particularly progressive Democrats.
Which, of course, you do have the third-party candidates here in Ohio running for governor.
And we gave them some space in the free press, right?
Tell us what they would say in the debate because they were excluded
from the debate.
Connie and Travis, yes.
You know, I know what white boy Rich is going to say. You know, he's down. He's got a gang. They're called the Issue Oneers. Kind of like MS-13, Issue Oneers, Choke and Kill, straight up Crip Killers.
Okay.
I saw it. It was in a DeWiner ad.
Right.
DeWiner was whining.
Yes, of course he was.
And White Boy Rich is for Issue One. This is WGRN 94.1.
It's
not
green.
Issue One, 94.1.
This is what community sounds like, folks. And we will continue this discussion.
And did you notice there was a little tag over White Boy Rich's head?
Uh-huh.
The Issue Oneers had tagged it, man.
Well, there you go.
If you read the free press. Look,
the
very
issue
close
oneers.
On page 4.
Is that how he... So he's...
Well, that's the name... It's got to be the name
right.
of the gang. That's what Dwight...
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah,
I
he's
see.
Back in issue 1.
Right, yeah. The and gang from Grove City.
Apparently... Right? Well, yeah. I mean, the guy started small. You got to respect him. Mm-hmm. He started small by taking over the quiz club.
He had a gang with his In the Know team. Hey, I was on In the Know.
That's what you told me, yeah, weren't you? You were on the quiz club.
Yeah, I remember Grove City having
varsity,
a good team. He must have
been
the reason.
Did you get a varsity letter?
Well, they didn't give us that, but I got a $500 scholarship for finishing the top four. Our team did.
Did the cheerleaders show
up? We were runners up. Cheerleaders, a few of them did come down to root us
because
on.
Because I'm thinking Saturday Night Live when they,
we
when
did
they
okay.
show up for the chess club.
They showed up at a wrestling match once, and I'm going, what are you guys doing?
Threw
here?
You off.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you yelling?
What are the cheerleaders
we're not,
doing
We're not
here?
Shooting points. Anyway, so but I don't know. I thought Mr. Cordray had a comfortable lead, but I guess that's not the case.
No, the... polls are showing it to be a toss-up. Really, it'll come down to voter turnout.
Right.
And again, the ones I'm worried about are the millennials, who don't seem to like to vote in these midterm elections.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, maybe this time they're gonna. I mean, people are fired up, that's for sure. And they're saying that
many
they
of them seem not to like Trump, but the broader question, will they go out and actually vote?
Right. Well, and in the meantime, right here in the neighborhood, a candidate who ran for president in 2016 was here to visit. Jill Stein of the Green Party, so speaking of third parties, was around to fire up the troops. Do you have anything special to deliver from that gathering?
Well, I talked to her briefly. She's... still litigating. It looks like there'll be a deal cut in Wisconsin to give everyone the escrow. And there may be a settlement in Pennsylvania.
No, wait, this is on
this
the...
has to do with the recount from the
right,
2006
right.
election. A 2016 yeah. election.
Yeah, that you were part of the team.
Yeah, where I worked on as part of the recount.
Right.
So
there is a settlement coming?
She indicated there would be a settlement, and part of
and
the
how
problem,
does that work? How does the
well? Part of the problem is she wanted to recount the vote in Pennsylvania, but in 85-86% of the precincts, she couldn't because there was no paper in the machines.
Right.
So part of the settlement will be: here's a shocker, have paper ballots in your machines to recount.
Okay.
And I think in Wisconsin they're going to do a...
So as a result of the court case,
right.
this can be
right. the,
adjudicated.
The state legislature, in order to save money, did not include paper ballots for the machines. So part of the settlement will probably be to get machines that actually have paper ballots.
Right.
That can be hand-counted if there's a recount.
And that... would be impacting
that will
this next
be part
election?
Of,
those
no,
two
I don't,
states,
I don't think so.
Not till the next presidential
election. It'll help 2020 presidential
okay.
election.
So we're moving in that direction to rein in the machines, right?
Again, we need to rage against the machines.
I heard that. In the meantime, the Free Press has also got a nice discussion brought up by Yoshi and Mark Stansberry and Yoshi Furuhashi. How's that? I got it. And it really points out something that the media has been talking about: socialist Democratic Party candidates. When these guys point out, in fact, there are more candidates from a military intelligence background, and that's the largest single occupation group that is running in the Democratic primaries. What does that tell us, Bob?
It tells
you...
The media
is wrong?
No, here's what it tells us. It tells us that the deep state, which Trump correctly identifies, I think there is a deep state.
Well, yeah.
Is that, and they supported a neocon, mm-hmm. a neoconservative, aggressive, hawkish foreign policy, is that, of course, these type of people... here's one of the paragraphs from the Stansberry Furuhashi article. It says, candidates from the military intelligence background made up the largest single occupational group running in the Democratic primary. Martin identified as many as, quote, 57 candidates for the Democratic nominee in 44 congressional district who boast as their major credential their years of service in intelligence in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan or at the State Department.
That's intelligence.
The mainstream media is going to say they're running a lot of female war vets, and they're going to give it a positive spin to that. But the reality is they're countering, Trump and his supporters, who actually in some way, are a little more sensitive, right? They're not going after Putin. They're not going after Kim Jong-un, although he is seemed to have followed their policy.
Trumpy,
Putin, and Kimmy. Their policy with Iran. But he's backed away from the type of coups that were done in places like Honduras by Barack Obama or the Ukraine. Right? The United States was engaged in legal coups when we had
Clinton. So less
covert
operation going on, you're saying? Okay.
So, and I think that's positive.
Hmm. All right. Well, maybe that is a good sign, but I'm just saying that article was kind of an eye-opener, along with so many other things that come out of the Free Press. And by the way, we have to remind everybody there is the Free Press Awards ceremony on Monday, October 8th, which is the celebrated Columbus Day, by the way. So come on down and hang out with the leftists who know what time it is. It's a 6 o'clock door. It's $10 to get in. There's good food that goes with that donation. Of course, it's a sliding scale. You can certainly give more. The paper could use it. Willie Phoenix and the Soul Underground will play. Something else, Gilded Sun, Coffee House Rebels. I'm going to MC, and there will be awards handed out. Yes, Woodlands Tavern, right, at 1200 West 3rd. Oh, maybe I didn't say the place. Okay. And Free Press Awards, Libby Award for Community Activism, Sandy Bowl Zinnius. And the Volunteer Award goes to Steve Caruso. The Free Press Artist Award to Malcolm J. And the Bill Moss Award to Kojo Kamau.
That's right. And Dan Dugan will be emceeing.
I'll be hanging out.
The man
My
who
will
put the wood in Woodlands.
Yeah, right. I think that was Paul Painter. But anyway, so come on down and celebrate with us, but honor these people.
Well, will your
awards.
Guitar, like Kavanaugh,
bang a little
be
bit.
Gently
I'll,
weeping?
I'll bother a few people with
will it. You, will it be gently weeping? Will you look at the floor?
Only with laughter, I should hope.
And find that it needs sweeping.
Oh, you're so deep, Bob. You're
but
deeper
I'm thinking,
than the deep state, I think.
I want, like and Kavanaugh, I want you to be weeping just on the guitar.
Okay.
Make the guitar weep.
Yeah, right. I'll tell my stories. But in the meantime, because you are who you are, we want to bring people's attention to the Stolen Election Online Conference, October 6th, from 3 to 6 Eastern Time. It's a live stream broadcast. That's Saturday, October 6th. Dr. Bob, Mark Crispin Miller, and Jonathan Simon will be on this program. Would you care to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Mark Crispin Miller is regarded as the foremost scholar. He's a professor at New York University on political communication. So he wrote the Bush Dyslexicon. So Mark Crispin Miller is one of the most scholarly academic voices in America, and he believes, the election was stolen in 2000, in 2004, and he believes they've been using propaganda to hide the fact that these computer voting machines are vulnerable. Jonathan Simon, who's he's a chiropractor, but he's also got a law degree. He's most famous for the guy who downloaded the exit polls after the 2004 election, and it indicated that people leaving the polls were saying that Kerry had won, and Kerry had a much higher vote than the actual vote, and this was hidden from the public by Edison Mitofsky Research Group. They refused to release the raw data, but really it was Jonathan Simon that showed the absurdity of the official vote results. They were absolutely improbable. It's as if somebody hacked the computer voting machines, which the New York Times told us just this Sunday are eminently and easily hackable. Right,
well, 12 years later, we're finding these things out. For tickets, you donate at noliesradio.org. ticket3.html.
Course, and I'll be analyzing the 2016 election. So I'll be looking at the numbers from the 2016 election and pointing out that in 13 of those states, had they been other nations outside the United States, we wouldn't have accepted their results because they were so improbable.
Right. Jimmy Carter would have been there to tell us that.
Well, Jimmy Carter's pretty much given up on the American voting system.
Yeah.
He told their Spiegel that it doesn't meet minimal standards of democracy.
Mm.
And a lot of it is the transparency. You allow private companies. Oh, the New York Times, a big thing in the article that they ran on Sunday on the crisis election and security, they got John Kerry to say, well, we asked for the source code, you know, the algorithms, and the private companies in Ohio refused to give them the source code so they could check the machines to see if anyone had hacked it.
And that was legal at the time? And is it still legal?
Still legal.
Wow.
Hey, what do you think? You own the source code? The machines are programmed by private company secretly, and they own them. The
it's
fact that many of those people are right-wing Republicans shouldn't matter to you, Mr. No Little Busy Bean.
Do
put
nothing.
Put your nose everything.
That's what I prefer. Yeah, cheerleader. By the way, you will also be in Cleveland on Friday and Saturday, the 5th and the 6th.
Honoring the legendary Victor Debs, the single greatest American. I rate him over Martin Luther King. Eugene Victor Debs,
the
socialist leader.
Cleveland Marshall College of Law.
From below.
And Cleveland Public Library, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 100 years ago, he was standing trial, facing 10 years in prison, which they gave him. They let him out a little early. Thank
this
you,
is
Warren
how our government
G. Harding.
Treats real socialists, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
And the key thing is he refused to take anything back they got him for sedition. And part of sedition is the more truthful you are, causing people not to go into the military, the longer is your jail term. So he uttered those words, rich people have always declared war, poor and working people have always fought and died.
Of course.
And they said, that is so accurate, you're doing 10, buddy.
Uh-huh. There you go, for the truth. Also, wanted our election protection volunteers. A good place to talk about that would be at the awards ceremony. And also, you can go to the freepress.org article, Election Protection 2018, because we definitely need people out there to keep an eye on those polling places.
Yeah, we need people assigned to boards of election. We've got 88 counties. We've got to watch them or they'll cheat. And that's
my
final word, Mr.
There
Dugan.
We are. The other side of the news, WGRN. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.